This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on the campaign trail Tuesday after building enough delegate support to secure the Democratic nomination and face Republican nominee former U.S. President Donald Trump in the November elections. Meanwhile, in India, Harris's mother's homeland, people are paying renewed attention to U.S. politics, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
When Kamala Harris was sworn in as vice president, residents in her maternal family's ancestral village in southern India watched in real time, setting off fireworks and wishing her a long life. But 4 years later, as she works to become the Democratic nominee, reaction across the country has been more muted. Diplomacy academic Happimon Jacob doesn't think there's an expectation in India that her being a U.S. president will make any substantive impact.
When Indians look at Kamala Harris, they're looking at an American official. They're not really looking at someone with an Indian origin and therefore in a position to make a difference to Indo-U.S. ties.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week is looming as a fraught one between the two allies, coming at a moment of extreme political flux in the United States. The main purpose of Netanyahu's visit is a speech to a joint meeting of Congress Wednesday. Center for Strategic and International Studies Middle East Director John Alterman told the Associated Press Netanyahu's biggest problem is he's the number four story in the U.S. While that may disappoint the Israeli leader, Alterman said it won't stop him.
The Israeli leader will meet with U.S.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson helped arrange Netanyahu's address to Congress, highlighting firm Republican support for the Israeli leader. Netanyahu has had tense relations with President Joe Biden despite the administration's military and ongoing diplomatic support for Israel's war. For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is stepping down from her job in the wake of the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kimberly Cheadle had faced growing bipartisan calls to step down amid outcry over how her agency, tasked with protecting top officials, botched its main job so badly. But at a House hearing yesterday, Cheadle infuriated lawmakers like Texas's Pete Sessions by saying little about the probes into the shooting.
Tell us what went wrong.
Cheadle insisted she would stay on the job, but this morning told staff she's resigning after nearly 2 years with a heavy heart. House Speaker Mike Johnson says a bipartisan congressional task force will do its own probe of the shooting, one of several underway into the first serious attempt on a president or a candidate's life in 43 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australian officials Tuesday played down talk of a COVID cluster at the Paris Olympics as Australian team was the first to report that one of its athletes, a water polo player, had tested positive and been isolated. Paris 2024 is meant to be the first post-pandemic Summer Olympics after the 2020 Tokyo Games, postponed by a year due to COVID, were held largely without spectators. At a news conference Tuesday, Australia's Olympic team chief Anne Maris said the athlete is not particularly sick, and while they're taking precautions, they're treating the case like they would any other illness.
Currently, we have had one athlete from their team isolating with COVID, which was detected last night. So as a precaution, they're not joining us this morning. This is a high-performance environment, so we are being diligent, but I need to emphasize that we are treating COVID no differently to other bugs like the flu. This is not Tokyo.
Mears said the athletes' teammates would wear masks and adhere to social distancing measures. All close contacts to the athlete were tested. A second Australia player who had close contact later tested positive as well. As the Olympic Games are set to open in Paris later this week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a call for peace Tuesday in a video message which will be screened at the Olympic Games during the opening ceremony on Friday.
The world gathers in Paris to celebrate the power of sport, to bring hope, to transcend cultures, to unite people, to promote mutual respect and fair play. These are also the ideals of the United Nations. In the spirit of the Olympic truce, I call on everyone to lay down their arms, build bridges, foster solidarity, and strive for the ultimate goal, peace for all.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.